my Naiwi.
Well, hello, back in the speakeasy evening. I'm seeing your host for the most here on 104.6, hosted by the lovely people from Planet Evim. So thanks very much, Teddy. This is our first show. You might wonder what Speakeasy Evim is. Well, let me tell you, Speakeasy Evim is run by people with living with disabilities. We are a cool bunch of people. We don't bite. He can't even hear me. He'll find out. Well, I got a joke to throw in. What do you get for underneath a cow? I'll tell you what, you get a patch on the head. Well, we got a sudden show coming up today. But first, here's some music. Speakeasy Evim. Hope you enjoy it.
Today's Friday, the 16th April, 2021, is Love Generations. We'll be right back.
that love. You know what I'm talking about? Come on. Be the love generation.
What's up, Greg?
Speakeasy FM, your local radio station run by young adults living with disabilities. For those who don't know, I'm here my station manager Greg.
Hello, hello.
But he doesn't have a disability. He's just pretty old and crazy.
Yes.
So Greg, tell me, what do you actually do here? Because I'm not sure we actually do anything.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Besides sitting in here and talking rubbish with you, I do the technical side here. I try my best. I work with all of our different DJs and try and see what makes them tick and how we can build some radio around them. What do you reckon? Am I doing an okay job?
So, okay.
Greg,
so, I've got a song for you, Greg.
I do, yeah.
Anchor Me on Speakeasy FM.
Okay, Steve, it's enough now. I'm Amy, I'm the host of Speakeasy FM. So, this is my phone and there's a boogie. And it's Friday night. I'm together now for good. Yeah.
just got the
sunshine.
Yeah.
Moonlight. Good times.
Good times. Don't you blame it.
Sunshine.
You just got the
moonlight.
You just want the
good times.
Yeah. Oh, depending on yourself.
Sunshine.
Hello guys, good afternoon. My name is Amy McCallum. I'm the host of Speaking Sierra. I'm with my boyfriend Michael.
Hi.
Michael, do you know obviously the band?
Band? The Restless?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
We're gonna me and Lucy, well, Mr. Singers in Restless together.
Yeah.
So I started this the Spoosters. I was 21 actually when I first started.
How many are on the song?
And I saw this also at the beginning. When everybody came along and took over.
Yes.
But me and Mum did it together. So cool. I did it also. And I did the musical as well.
Cool.
So this is my favourite music for me and my family. We play every year since we're little. Is, well, Stuart, I'm fitting off. Have you ever seen the rain?
Yeah.
Okay, it's another one. I was in the band. I was like...
All right, that's enough, you two lovebirds. We're going to show to get on with. Sorry about it, guys. Man, those two do not know when to stop. Lucky I do. Well, up next, we got a song from Charlton's Jukebox. Hope it's nice and short and sweet. Here on Speakeasy FM.
Welcome back to Charlton's Jukebox. This little old band from the Texas has had the same three members since they began back in 1969. Let's hit the highway. It's easy top.
KFM, and now I could call it Emmy.
So that's something that breaks my heart from Andrew Dion. So, Michael, what's the best date?
Oh, it's a bad date.
Yeah, no, really best date. I'll give me.
I met you. Okay, at a dancing, my dad later. At a party, my birthday. Sorry, Greg. All I said, oops. I got that again.
Do you know who my date is?
Yeah.
Okay, my date is going to be like at home, make a homemade dinner and some flowers, candle on the table, sitting next to the fire. You and me sitting down with our dog Finney and have some couple Pepsi Max in a wine glass.
Yeah.
I'll be kissing you in that.
Oh, okay.
That's a perfect date. I want for half an hour. And the first way.
Yeah. No sooner, guys. I don't really quite say kiss. Quite. Okay, that's the FM.
Welcome back to Speakeasy FM.
Yes.
And we're joined with...
Ben. Shah.
Hello, Ben.
Shah. Hi, T.A.
Hello,
how
people.
How are you, T.A.?
Cool. Fun fact about Ben.
Yes.
Very good soap maker.
Yep.
Bit of a singer.
Yes.
And I hear you're quite the cook.
Yes.
Awesome. Is anyone you want to give a shout-out to, Ben?
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Mum and Dad. Dear Peter, what play you today?
Cool. Anyone who knows Ben probably could guess what song I'm going to play next.
Happy.
It's a bit of a theme song for Ben.
Yeah.
What's this one called, Ben?
Happy.
On Speakeasy FM.
Might seem crazy, but Well, Dippy, you get rid of me that easily. I'm the host with the most. I'm Lisa Rook. We're going to be having a little chat. Don't worry, I'll check back in with you later. Here on Speakeasy FM.
My name's Amy. We're on Speakeasy FM. I'm with my friend Craig.
Hello. Hope you guys are all enjoying the show. How you doing, Amy?
Good, thank you.
Good. How have you been lately?
Tired, but good. Yeah.
Yeah? Late night?
Yeah. Had a Miller's Day thing last night.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It's good.
Is that... Oh, you mean you were colouring in the things for Mother's Day?
No, I went out for dinner.
Oh, so like an early Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
My brother had got a day off of work last night, so we all had dinner with him.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Where'd you guys go?
It's New York Grill in Newmarket.
New York Grill.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Steak.
Oh, man. Yeah, I imagine it'll be steak.
It's quite nice, like, if I go there.
In Newmarket?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out one day. All right, so people are still getting to know you on Speakeasy FM.
Yeah.
So this is our time where we'll kind of have a chat, and you're going to tell some stories.
Yeah.
Let people get a chance to know who Amy McCollum is. Yeah. Cool. Now, you're a mum to a lovely little dog.
Yes, I am. Yeah. She's lovely, but it's a nightmare. But naughty.
Yeah. Oh, well, how old is she now?
One.
Naughty age.
Yeah. I turned her off last night. She worries a pillow.
What'd she do?
Well, we came back from last night from dinner.
Yeah.
And I saw all the white stuff on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my mum's pillows from the TV room.
Oh, no.
I was shouting at her. And doing that finger at her, and she knows she's naughty.
Oh, the finger wing. Is that how she knows?
Yeah.
If you wave your finger at her.
Yeah.
Then what does she do? Does
I
she...
don't want to spank her, so...
Oh, no.
I'm terrified of spanking her.
Yeah. So what does she do then? Does she...
She...
Run away, or...?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. And she's crawling to me and apologize.
Oh.
And she came down to my room.
Yeah.
And I would have... Mom and Dad start talking to her.
Oh, yeah.
So she came to my room, gave her a proper eyes at me and apologized.
Oh, it's quite hard to say no to the puppy eyes, isn't it?
No, but I tell her, you do it again. So I made her like a blanket.
Oh, yeah?
So if I do it again, I'm taking her blanket off her.
So that's that's the big warning.
Yeah.
Because she loves her blanket.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us the story of when you got Vinny?
I got her before lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it was I'm running for my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
The name's of the dog called Vinny.
Yeah, your uncle Vinny.
Yeah.
You named her after him.
Yeah, I did.
Because when he died,
yeah,
he left you money for in his will, and you got little fluffy Vinny.
Yeah, and I was a big thing for my uncle for me a dog.
Where did you get her from?
In Hamilton.
Yeah, so did you have to do the big drive?
Yeah, I had never been to Hamilton before then, so it was my first time.
What do you think of Hamilton?
It's really nice.
Did you manage to find anything to do in Hamilton?
Not really. It's all boring stuff.
Hamilton's got a bit of a reputation for being a bit of a boring place to go.
Yeah.
So what?
My dad went there as well.
Yeah, I've been there once or twice.
And the time is not really... your cup of tea, anyway.
So how long did you have to stay in Hamilton for?
I didn't stay. We just drove back home after.
That's how most people treat Hamilton, I think.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Hamilton.
Can we play Willis Stones?
Yeah, is your dad a Stones fan?
He knows some.
He does know them, yeah?
Yeah.
Him and a couple of other million, I think.
Yeah.
All right, then. Should we play one for your dad?
Yes. Dad, stop being grumpy. And just listen to this song. It's your song.
So Speakeasy FM.
make it. We finally made it to the end of our show. Jeez, thank you to our wonderful listeners.
Didn't think we'd make it.
No, I don't think we'd make it either. Man, what a journey it's been. It's been such a journey. We've had lots of nice guests coming on. We've had a sports star. We've had a rugby star on the show. Man, he had good abs too. They weren't as nice as Greg's though. Have enjoyed the show. And if you'd like to send a request,
ask any questions.
Ask any questions. Email us at speakeasy @gmail.com. Come and have a nice cup of tea with Greg Jacobs. He's not single, but you can ask him. So I'll pass you on to Greg to open the show.
We're closing the show.
Okay,
I can't remember. Did we do the show?
How you enjoyed the show? See you next week. Same time, same place. Here on Speakeasy FM. That was a bit crap.
Down.
Waking for the CIA, they wouldn't have.